Every child is longing for a stable home, and we're going to address why having a good marriage is fundamental for that stability. I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team. And Danny, I wonder how you've seen expressions of this, you know, the longing of a child's heart for a good marriage to be modeled, because that's a sign of stability in the home.
It is. It is. Our kids, we've had fun with this, especially as the kids have become teenagers. They've encouraged us to go on dates.
Oh,
hey,
really?
Mom, Dad, we've got it. You guys, it's date time.
Is
right?
that
you guys
really
go.
What they're saying, or are they saying, hey, we need some space. Why don't y'all leave the house and just let us?
I mean, you'd think, but it has been beautiful. It's been
wonderful.
Amazing to have them want to do that. And they go, hey, we've got it. We've got, so what do you need? And
we've got,
my wife has a list for them. She's a list maker. And that's been a gift from our kids. The most memorable investment I've seen is during our anniversary time. It's around Christmas time. We got married on December 23rd. So it's kind of tricky around Christmas.
Yeah.
And we usually do a dinner. And we started this tradition a few years back where I would buy steaks. And I asked the kids that first time, hey, I want you guys to be the restaurant.
Mm.
Can you guys do that? I'll buy everything. You guys are the cooks, the waiters, waitresses. We can do tips, the whole thing, right? And so they were all into it. They developed menus. They drew them out. And then my son, he put on a chef hat, and he was the chef. And then the next year, he was the shirtless chef.
No way.
He just went shirtless because of all the splatter from
oh
the steak.
God. And so he wants all those grease burns on his chest.
So he was good with that. And it's been a funny, fun tradition that they've that we've established in our home, where they're investing in the marriage, and they see that we are stopping and celebrating another year of marriage together.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's wonderful. Well, and I hope somebody is saying, got to do that next month or in the next few months, our anniversary, got to talk the kids into helping out. Now, if they're three or four, you might want to wait.
Yeah, that's right. No shirtless chefs there. Yeah.
Well, Focus President Jim Daly and I talked to Dr. Randy Schrader, who is so solid in the advice he offers. He speaks about the need for a healthy marriage in your family. By the way, along the way here, he's going to be talking about single parents too. So here's that conversation now.
Randy, so often we hear this, and I want your response to it, because you speak to it in the book. If you want your children to grow up healthy and you know, have the character, the kind of the loving, kind spirit that you hope that they have, then show them a good marriage. Do you believe in that? And is it that simple?
Well, it is so essential that, again, when mom and dad are married, that they be good role models with that marriage. And let kids absorb what a healthy relationship looks like.
Huh.
Now, that being said, we know the divorce rate's about 50%. And sadly, I would say of couples that are married, they're married out of commitment, which is good, but only about 75% of couples have successful, satisfying marriages. And yet, that is so important for raising a child, because when a marriage is not healthy, then kids often get involved with playing one parent against the other. When a marriage is strong, now the loyalty conflict is not there, and mom and dad can work together for the benefit of their child. And research has found that marriages where there's two quarrelsome spouses, those children grow up to have conflicted adult relationships. And so, parents, and that's why in my Simple Habits for Marital Happiness book, I look at all seven areas of making a marriage strong and successful. Only marriage book out there that looks at all seven areas of a marriage, from apologizing, forgiving, to how you have respectful discussions, and I could go on. But yeah, you're right. Marriage is essential for parenting a child, to help a child be healthy.
And you mentioned that divorce rate, and you know, it's a hard number to nail down, but the church is perhaps a little less than that, but not much. And in that context, especially for the Christian single parent, how do they express those things to their kids in an environment where they don't have a spouse for whatever reason? Maybe that person died or they did divorce.
Well, and you're right, that can make it very difficult. And often what I do when I see a divorce situation in counseling, I'll have mom and dad, even though they're exes, come in, because the mother of all learning is repetition. And I'll have mom and dad buy a Simple Habits for Effective Parenting book, and then I go through that so that mom and dad, even though they may not be married, are on the same page and using the same verbiage to influence their child's heart to be a confident, godly, responsible decision maker.
Yeah, that is so, so important. Randy, describe, again, you mentioned this in the book, describe the types of social skills and how you can help coach those skills into your child's life so that they can have, again, the greatest shot of a healthy, successful, spiritual, and you know, emotional life.
I am so glad that we had the opportunity to talk about that. Because what I have found interesting is that often kids that do not struggle and adults that do not struggle have successful social skills. You two men are successful. You have terrific social skills. You look individuals in the eye. When I saw you this morning, both of you, I had a smile on your face, a cheerful attitude, great eye contact, a nice caring handshake, not a dead fish handshake, not an ironclad handshake. And so people with social skills often are very successful. And so I think it's important to be, parents need to be a social skills coach. They need to coach their kids in social skills. How do you introduce yourself to someone and say hi? How do you say goodbye to someone? You know, have a great day, Jim and John. It was so nice meeting you. And they need to teach their children how to make friends, how to be interested in other people. Don't talk about yourself. Ask how and what questions and be interested in other people. You know, how to answer the phone. And so social skills are essential. And I talk more about that in Simple Habits for Effective Parenting. But kids that have good social skills usually do pretty well in school and pretty well in life.
Oh, so many good points that Dr. Schrader brought up, yes. Danny. And at the end there, he addressed the need for kids to have good social skills. What have you found out regarding the solidity that a two-parent family gives to kids with regard to social skills?
And it's a two-parent home that with two parents that are healthy and loving each other.
Oh, that's right? A good distinction.
That's a key one, yeah. Because you can really learn some not-so-good social skills and behaviors in a home that is not healthy. So in this one, it's two parents that are committed, not perfect. They're working through the relationship, but they're bringing health. And you can see that life-giving environment that they're creating. Within that, you see kids that develop empathy, that develop kindness out of the care for other people. They see themselves within a context of a family system. And so within a community of people, they learn how to serve other people because that's the healthy part of a marriage relationship. You're serving one another and want to see the best for the other. You see good listening skills, skills where people stop and take the time to listen to another person's story, their thoughts, ask questions about their day, their emotions. I still remember when my son first asked me as he got into junior high years, he said, "Dad, how was your day? Tell me about your day." And I loved the question, and it caused me to want to ask even better questions for my kids because it was meaningful. I could tell he really wanted to know. And that modeling with our kids and when they're asking questions, also affirming that is so, so helpful. So when you have two parents, you have a mom and a dad that bring their uniqueness into the mix and provide a rich environment of learning together as a family on how to treat people well.
Yeah. Well, we want to encourage you as a mom or a dad. And so please reach out to us for resources. Oh, let me start with our free parenting assessment. It's been taken by thousands of parents, and it's going to require just a few minutes of your time. And that assessment is going to help you discern where you're doing well and maybe an area or two to work on. It's free. It takes just a few minutes. The link is in the show notes. If you're able to donate to the work of Focus on the Family, we sure would appreciate a one-time gift or, if you can, a monthly pledge of any amount. Your donations really are the foundation for what we do as a not-for-profit organization. We rely on your contributions. So please, donate generously today as you can. We'll say thanks for that gift by sending a copy of Dr. Randy Schrader's great book, Simple Habits for Effective Parenting. The details are in the show notes, or give us a call, 800-A-FAMILY. Well, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Have you felt it? The calling? The whisper from God that you are meant to help children in out-of-home care? This might be fostering or adopting a child, kinship care, or as a valuable family ally. Focus on the Family has created a website that can help you find your unique purpose at waitnomore.org. No act is too small to a child or fostering family that needs your help. Learn more at waitnomore.org.